From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Taliban has vowed to intensify attacks on American targets, denouncing as illogical the U.S. decision to slow down troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. President Obama says keeping the U.S. military there will further help the training of Afghan security forces.
Given what's at stake in Afghanistan and the opportunity for a stable and committed ally that can partner with us in preventing the emergence of future threats, and the fact that we have an international coalition, I am firmly convinced that we should make this extra effort.
Mr. Obama says he'll maintain the current number of troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of next year, then draw down the numbers to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January of 2017. At least 30 people have been killed in northeastern Nigeria after bomb blast in Borno State, where the militant group Boko Haram is active. Nigerian emergency officials said today that two suicide bombers blew themselves up inside a mosque late Thursday in the state capital Maiduguri. Blasts were timed so that the second one killed many people who had gathered to offer help to the first blast. The bombs were detonated while people were gathered for evening prayers. Palestinian protesters burned parts of a Jewish holy site, according to Israeli officials. Arson is the latest in a series of Palestinian attacks, mostly stabbings that have killed several Israelis. China Defense Minister called the renewed effort to safeguard regional stability and peace, but largely avoided discussing controversial territorial disputes today, as Beijing hosted a meeting of Southeast Asian defense chiefs. This is VOA News. European Union has approved an action plan with Turkey in hopes of easing the flow of migrants to Europe. As EU leaders met Thursday, one expert said the European Union has the approach all wrong and that it should instead spend millions of dollars on creating jobs in the refugee camps surrounding Syria.
The offer of asylum to hundreds of thousands of new arrivals by countries like Germany is morally wrong, argues Professor Paul Collier of the University of Oxford.
What we should be doing is providing dignity and security in the neighbouring countries where most, overwhelmingly most of the refugees are. It's much, much more sensible for Europe to take jobs to refugees than to try and bring refugees to jobs.
Collier concedes such projects would require huge investment, but he argues the financial and human cost of the current approach will be much higher. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
In what the U.S. Justice Department calls the first case of its kind, Washington has charged a Kosovo citizen with computer hacking and handing over the personnel information of more than 1,000 U.S. military members to the Islamic State. Authorities in Malaysia have arrested Ardit Faridzi on a U.S. warrant, the Justice Department seeking his extradition to the U.S. Prosecutors allege Faridzi used an alias and ran an internet hacking group called the Kosovo Hackers Security. Human Rights Watch urged authorities in Nepal today to immediately investigate and bring to justice the people responsible for killings and other violations during protests about a new constitution. The group said at least 45 people were killed during the protest earlier this year. Nepal decided to deliver a new constitution following the country's devastating earthquake in April. HRW said after nearly a decade of political stalemate, the country chose that vulnerable time to go forth with plans for a new constitution, leaving little time for consultations. Volkswagen says it will recall 8.5 million cars in Europe as a result of a scandal involving rigged emission tests. The move was prompted by German automotive regulator KBA, which earlier ordered Volkswagen to recall 2.4 million of its vehicles containing software rigged to outsmart vehicle emission tests. The company has drawn criticism for being slow to respond to the emissions scandal that broke late last month when U.S. authorities announced they had discovered the problem. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.